T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yep, kids need to wear masks. Even though masks don't work, says who? Says Anthony Fauci. In an email I carry in my purse, should anyone ever ask me to wear a mask again, I'm going to pull it out. Anthony Fauci, enough, don't wear them, they don't work. Particles, the COVID particles are small, they go right through the mask, he said. He admitted last year that actually you need two masks because masks don't work. You know why he admitted that? Do you remember why? Out of nowhere. I mean, it's for a year, you got to have masks. Masks work. Silver bullet. It's awesome, and they're great. Oh, wait, they don't work. What? No, you need two. And we now know why he admitted that out of the blue. Because the Freedom of Information Act request for his emails was in the pipeline. We didn't know that then. And he knew he had written in his emails that masks don't work. In other words, he told the truth by accident. He hadn't realized these emails would be FOIA'd. And so he told the truth. He had said, no, that particles are small. They go right through the mask. And so that is why, out of the clear blue, after a year of telling us mask is the solution, he went on TV and was like, oh, yeah, no, two. You need two. Because he knew we'd see the email. That's why he did it. And then a week later, the CDC produces a study showing you need two, but they're not recommending two for kids. This is incredible. Okay, let's go back to Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. He's with Stanford University. He's a medical doctor, virologist, brilliant man. On this idea that we need to put masks on kids or vaccinate them.
Last year in the United States, more children died of the flu than died of COVID. And yet we treated children as if they were vectors of this disease, that they really are low risk from the disease. They don't spread the disease. In Sweden, they kept the schools open all year long with basically no effect on COVID on the kids. And the teachers actually had lower disease rates than the rest of the population that was working. It was incredible.
See, that's actual science. We don't do that in this country. We adopt religious symbols for reasons that aren't very clear. Dr. Marty Marquet, writing the Wall Street Journal this morning. It's a great piece, the flimsy evidence behind CDC's push to vaccinate children. Here's what he writes. A tremendous number of government and private policies affecting kids are based on one number, 335. That is how many children under 18 have died with a COVID diagnosis code in their record, according to the CDC. Yet the CDC, which has 21,000 employees, hasn't researched each death to find out whether COVID caused it or if it was just involved as a pre-existing condition. Now, why is he bringing this up? Because they did this in the UK, and what they found was shocking. When they finally do this with adults, they're going to find shocking things too. They did it in the UK, 25 kids dead of COVID. Oh my God, everybody mask up, get a shot. Oh, wait, no. What did they find in the UK? When they went case by case, 19 of the 25 kids had serious to deadly underlying conditions. In other words, they had pre-existing disease. 19 of the 25 kids. So, the UK Daily Mail reported that meant that just 6 kids in the whole UK died of COVID, which is very sad and all, but far more died of the flu. This is just a stupidity we're dealing with. And it's worse because Joe Biden will not allow discussions of science. We're back to Galileo with his head on the block. So Dr. Marty Marquet continues. Without these data, in other words, 335 kids have a COVID diagnosis code in their rec. That doesn't mean anything. You could have drowned or died in a car wreck. And, oh, you had COVID too. And you know how they've changed the coding for this. This is why our death stats are wildly inaccurate. It's been about 30,000 to 40,000 people have truly died of COVID. Not 500,000. If we coded it like we do cancer, like we do the flu, like we do everything else, that's what the number would be, 30 to 40,000. That's a bloodbath. It's terrible. COVID is dangerous. It kills people, but not as many people as they've claimed. This is what Dr. Marty Marquet is saying. Let's go back. Let's skip the silly coding that we only do for COVID to make it look like more people have died. And let's go find out, come on, who, let's do what the UK did. Let's go find out who actually died of COVID, not died with a COVID code. And let me tell you how they do this. It's a flim-flam. Normally, with every other disease, the number there's two code spaces on your death certificate. There's number one, that's what killed you, and number two, that's what contributed. Number one is always what killed you, except with COVID. If COVID is number two, they count it as number one. This is how you could die of stage four and stage cancer and be recorded as a COVID death. Never mind that you've been in hospice for 6 months for the cancer. And then everyone runs around, oh my God, another COVID death. No, he died of cancer. Tested positive for COVID before he went. God bless him. Well, that's what Dr. Marty Marquet is doing. You got 20, CDC's got 21,000 employees. Do what the Brits did. Let's go find out whose death is a lie because of funky coding and whose death is real. Let's go find out how many kids this killed. And you know why they won't do it? Because they're going to find what the UK did. They're going to find what the UK did. Almost nobody died of COVID. It's just a code. And people, there are people who died with COVID, but not of it. Without these data, he writes in the Wall Street Journal, the CDC Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices decided in May that the benefits of two-dose vaccination outweigh the risks for kids 12 to 15. I've written hundreds of peer-reviewed medical studies, he said, and I can think of no journal editor who would accept the claim that 335 deaths resulted from a virus without data to indicate if the virus was incidental or causal and without an analysis of relevant risk factors like obesity, disease. This is a lie, folks. It's a flim-flam. It is a scam. My research team, he says, at Johns Hopkins. So this is not some weird guy. This is not some quack on the internet. My research team at Johns Hopkins, the doctor writes, worked with the nonprofit Fair Health to analyze approximately 48,000 children under 18 diagnosed with COVID in health insurance data from April to August of 2020. Our report found a mortality rate of zero among children without a pre-existing medical condition such as leukemia. So obviously, if your child is sick, this is not what we're talking about. Let me repeat that. Our report found a death rate of zero among children without a pre-existing medical condition such as leukemia. So what he's saying is, we don't need masks. These kids don't need the vaccine. They don't need the vaccine. Oh, did you see this? The UK just doubled down on that. Yep. And they're saying what makes sense from this data. Recommending no kids get vaccinated unless they have a serious pre-existing condition like leukemia. That's what the data tells us to do. I mean, this is ridiculous. Meanwhile, he writes, we've already seen inflated COVID death numbers in the U.S. revised downward. Last month, Alameda County, California, reduced its COVID death toll by 25% after state public health officials insisted that deaths be attributed to COVID only if the virus was a direct or contributing factor. So this is a lie. It's always been a lie. This is how they do this. It's what they do. They lie. And for some reason, they are obsessed with getting that religious symbol back on people's faces. Even though Fauci admits it doesn't work. Texter writes, Tara, it seems like the resident of the White House is now channeling George Orwell. What he said yesterday is clearly doublespeak.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Meanwhile, got to ask a serious question. Is the shot failing? Something's weird. Something's up with this. From Sky News, which is the Fox News equivalent for Australia, reporting this shocking number. In the UK, so you got to understand something about the UK versus here. There's mandatory testing there because they have vaccine passports. So people without the vaccine are tested twice a week, have to be, or they can't walk around in society, which is what they'd love to do here. And there's a very high level of testing of people who've had the vaccine. They have to go through the NHS app. So they have way better data than we do. And what are they finding? Listen to this from Sky News. 60% of people admitted to the hospital with COVID-19 in England are fully vaccinated. 60%. That's a... Even Common Core math, that's a majority. According to Sir Patrick Vallance, the government's chief science advisor, COVID patients have received 2 doses of vaccines. In terms of the number of people in the hospital who've been double vaccinated, so they've gotten both their shots, we know it's around 60% of the people being admitted to the hospital with COVID. Now, here in the United States, 97% of people being admitted to the hospital are unvaccinated. So why is it so off? According to Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who's on the board of Pfizer, in the UK Daily Mail this morning, that's because we don't test this extensively here in the United States. People who've had the vaccine think they can't get COVID, or they just have a regular shot, you know, regular cold, so they're not getting the test. Whereas in the UK, a lot of that testing is mandatory. It's why they're catching it. He says, so the people who tend to be getting tested right now are people who are getting very sick or who are developing telltale symptoms of COVID, like loss of taste or smell. In other words, he says, to the extent that there are some breakthrough cases, either asymptomatic or mildly symptomatic cases, and those who have been vaccinated, they're not presenting to get tested because if you've been vaccinated, you don't think you could, you know, that you have the coronavirus, even if you develop a mild illness. So it's not showing here. So in the U.S., we're being told, oh, what's the unvaccinated driving? It's unvaccinated driving. But in the U.K., it's not. It's the vaccinated. But their data is much better because they're required to get these tests. That is a massive failure of that shot. And I'm wondering, and I don't know, something's up. And I'm wondering if this is why they're going hardcore crackdown right now. With Politico reporting that the Democrat National Committee wanted to censor even your texts. That they're obsessed with shutting down people talking about COVID and vaccines. Because if our vaccines are failing at a 60% rate, first of all, we're not going to know. You know how we're not going to know? This is also convenient. The CDC decided a while back that it wouldn't track breakthrough infections. It doesn't track breakthrough infections in the vaccinated? Nope. It only tracks them if they're hospitalized, the person is hospitalized, or they die. In the UK, they're all tracked. Why would the CDC not want to know the number of breakthrough infections? Because there's a lot of them. And they're not telling you the truth. And they know they need to get a handle on this. They haven't told you the truth the whole time. That's why. That's why. All right. Meanwhile, Dr. Scott Gottlieb out there telling everybody they're going to get the COVID variant. And what he's saying is there's roughly 50% of people who've been vaccinated in this country. There's another 50%, or there's another 25% who've had it and they've got the antibodies. So he says, you know, everybody else, that other 25%, we're all going to get the Delta variant, he says. So you need to get the shot. It could be the worst illness that you have. Okay, this is all over the news. But there's something they're not telling you about Dr. Scott Gottlieb. And it's really sneaky.
Former FDA chief sending this warning to the unvaccinated.
This variant is so contagious that it's going to infect the majority of them. Most people will either get vaccinated or have been previously infected, or they will get this Delta variant. And for most people who get this Delta variant, it's going to be the most serious virus that they get in their lifetime.
Could be true. Notice how they call him former FDA head, former head of the FDA, and he is. He's the former head of the FDA. Do you know what else he is? Do you know who else he is? That's sneaky. The media won't tell you this. Not CNN. Did the interview. Not even Fox News. Who is Dr. Scott Gottlieb? Well, he's a former head of the FDA, and he sits on the board of Pfizer, which makes the shot. Funny they didn't get around to mentioning that. No conflict of interest there. Meanwhile, when they're not battling inflation by spending trillions more, I still can't wrap my head around that. You fight inflation by spending more. And again, folks, you realize Biden's not talking about real money. We ran out of that. It's printing and borrowing. They figure, why not throw in the whole enchilada? We'll sneak amnesty into the infrastructure deal. Can you imagine what the border would look like if we did that? I mean, our borders are already wide open, right? But you tack amnesty on there? You already get the work permit, the free cell phone when you come here. We give you a brand new phone. The work permit, the brand new phone, free health care, and the hotel room. And that's why we have 1.7 million people at our border. Folks, do you realize one of the biggest news stories last week, and I didn't do it justice, was that the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, invited all of the world's pregnant women to come to America, except Cubans. They vote Republican. All the world's pregnant women should come to America right away. And the way they set this up, and I explained what it meant. The way that they set this up was that Customs and Border Patrol still has to detain you if you're pregnant, but ICE can't deport you. Why did they do that? Because if Customs and Border Patrol couldn't detain you if you're pregnant, they'd just walk into the country, or waddle. That's what I did when I was pregnant. They'd just waddle on into the country to have the baby. We wouldn't know who they were. That's no good for the voter drive. We need them to stay. So we need to get their biometric identification. This is why we need Customs and Border Patrol to stop. We need their bio identification. We need to make sure they understand that we will pay for their health care. We need to get them the work permit. Make sure mama sticks around long enough to have that baby, because that baby's going to be a Democrat voter. So the Customs and Border Patrol brings them over, and ICE then can't deport them. So we just opened the country to anyone in the world who is pregnant. So let's remember again, what do you get when you waddle over the border as a pregnant woman? This is Tom Homan, Barack Obama's former head of Customs and Border Patrol.
They know they can come to the United States based on what's going on, get released, and be held in a hotel room at $370 a night for a few days, get released, and compliments of the taxpayer, ICE has now given them smartphones. A brand new smartphone when they get released into the community, where they can get a job in the U.S. that pays them a lot more, because the way they're being released on the NTA, notice to appear, they qualify for work authorization. So why are they going to stay in Mexico when they come to the United States with promises of free health care, a job, be detained in a hotel room at $300 a night for a few days, get a new smartphone, and maybe get amnesty down the road, because President Biden promised that too.
Okay. What is all this going to add up to? I want to remind you about this. Do you remember back in March, the CEO of Gallup Polling, who does a blog, wrote a blog entry to President Joe Biden because they had polled Latin America. And so they know the number of people who will come here if the border is open. It's 42 million. Here's what he wrote. There are 33 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean. Roughly 450 million adults live in the region. Gallup asked them if they would like to move to another country permanently if they could. Specifically, what country? A whopping 27% said yes, they would like to move to America. Of those who want to leave their country permanently and settle here, 35%, 42 million, say they want to come to the United States. So the number is 42 million want to come here permanently. He writes, seekers of citizenship or asylum are watching to determine exactly when and how is the best time to make their move. So you got a record number of people at the border, 1.7 million. Most of them we let in. That's what we're on track to do this year. We just invited all of the world's pregnant women to come here. You cannot be booted out. We will pay for your health care. We're going to pay for the delivery of the baby. Boy, that would have really helped me when I had my three. We had crappy health insurance at the time. We were really struggling. But I'm a citizen, so, you know, I have to pay for the birth of my children. Silly me. Anyway, yeah, I don't vote Democrat. I guess that's my problem. Anyway, so there we go. 42 million people. So the CEO of Gallup says what is the 10-year plan? In addition to finding a solution for the thousands of migrants currently at the border, he writes, let's include the bigger, harder question. What about all those who would like to come? What is the message to them? What is the 10-year plan? He writes, 330 million U.S. citizens are wondering, so are 42 million Latin Americans. Well, I mean, a plan is just to invite them to come. I will just pay for everything. What's a printing press? That's the plan. Remember what Biden said? What would he do as president?
What I would do as president, I would, in fact, make sure we immediately surge to the border. All those people are seeking asylum.
So we're going to surge them to the border. And the reason we're doing this, he says, which is bizarre, is racial. He's talking, this is him in 2015. He's talking about what he would do as president and what we should do, why we should open the borders, as he's doing now.
And the wave still continues. It's not going to stop, nor should we want it to stop. As a matter of fact, it's one of the things I think we can be most proud of. An unrelenting stream of immigration, nonstop. Folks like me who were Caucasian of European descent, for the first time in 2017, will be in an absolute minority in the United States of America. Absolute minority. Fewer than 50% of the people in America from then and on will be white European stock. That's not a bad thing. That's a source of our strength.
So that's the plan. That's what he's really doing. So if the Delta CEO got real news, he'd probably know that. All right, let's jump to the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. A lot of people weighing in. The Delta variant is another way to panic the public about a virus that is used to control the public, texter writes. Now the texter writes, viruses usually get less deadly as they mutate. If the Delta variant is worse, then it's more evidence it's not a normal virus. There is no way at this point to even know where these variants are coming from. They could be coming right out of the other 71 Chinese bioweapons labs. Texter writes, my friend who is a pharmacist was in South Africa. She has had her vaccine. She got the Delta variant. No symptoms except for loss of smell and taste. She was tested before she flew home. Another texter writes, Tara, the death rate before the vaccine was 1.5%. UK case rate is up, but the death rate is 0.05%. The vaccine must be decreasing the severity. If there are cases but virtually no deaths, it shouldn't be a story. Another texter writes, Everything you discussed in the last segment has to do with the Great Reset. Our leaders are on a need-to-know basis. The globalists don't tell them everything. Another texter writes, assuming the vast majority of people that want to get a vaccine have done so, then the Delta variant is just what we need to get the country to herd immunity. Makes me want to jump on a plane with a bunch of Texas Democrats. Oh, hey, a sixth Texas Democrat has tested positive for COVID. And you know why? That is interesting. There were 30 of them total, right? Everyone vaccinated. So all I do is get on the plane and fly to D.C. And the shot fails in six of them. Six out of 30. Interesting. Interesting. But we're led to believe that the shot is a silver bullet. It's 100% effective. Texter writes, hey, Tira, Biden's plan for inflation is like putting out a fire with gasoline. Another texter writes, COVID spread in areas they are relocating the infected border crossing illegals to. All part of the plan. Get a shutdown again before the next election. So says Jim. Texter writes, so when does the Joker's economic plan kick in? So far, I am spending more money to buy less goods. Okay. Borrowed from Bobby Mac with Money Penny's permission. Boneheads in the news. Useful things you learn on the Tara Show. If you want to scare away bears, don't set your car on fire. What? Yep. California Highway Patrol. The thing to do if you want to set to keep bears away is not to light your car on fire. The CHP posted a picture Thursday of a deputy extinguishing the smoldering remnants of the fire on the hood of the car near Interstate 80. Y'all, if you set the car on fire when you're dealing with a bear, you can't get in the car for protection from the bear. You would think this would be obvious, but it's not. Quote, we are always appreciative of additional fire extinguisher training, but in case anybody was wondering, no, you can't light a fire on the hood of your vehicle to keep the bears away. California Highway Patrol truckee wrote, that's the branch, along with the photo. Apparently the bear population is rebounding, and the way to deal with that is definitely not, of course, not to set your car on fire. Of course, they didn't say what you should do. But we now know it is not setting your car on fire. Speaking of morons, and quite frankly, criminals in the news, Attorney General Merrick Garland, who is a criminal, as was Bill Barr before him, both of them allowing the Department of Justice, we learned shockingly 2 weeks ago, to spy on reporters using the NSA spy powers. Just go ahead and spy on a reporter. Just spy on them. You mean like if they commit crimes? No. You mean just cause? Mm-hmm. And where is the federal law or statute that lets you do that? There isn't one. In fact, it's illegal. So last week, man, it was 2 weeks ago now, when Microsoft executives showed up and said, hey, listen, the Department of Justice is spying on reporters. They make us turn over their stuff, and they do it via all of these other companies, too. It's not just us. And this is illegal, and we want, and they told the Democrats, we want you to stop them from doing this. Our Attorney General Merrick Garland said, sure, no problem. We'll stop spying on reporters illegally. Like, what do they spy on? Everything. Text, emails, phone calls. Again, is this legal? Oh, heck no. And who's doing this? Department of Injustice. Okay, so Merrick Garland, this is unbelievable. Merrick Garland just put out a statement saying that the Department of Justice will stop breaking the law. That they're only going to spy on reporters now if they commit crimes. Yes, that's how the Constitution works. What you were doing before was illegal. He just admitted to crimes. And everybody's like, oh, good. Reporters will have privacy now. Okay. All right. Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.